let me tell you a little story. Back in the halcyon days of 2019, I had a strong belief. I believed that video was video and podcasts were podcasts and there between should meet. And podcasts certainly did not belong on YouTube. I would have died on that hill. Then in 2020, I conducted the first State of Business podcasting report and learned that the vast majority of the top 100 podcasts had YouTube channels and most of them put episodes there. Now we make MP4 versions of all the podcasts we produce so they can go on YouTube, the ones that don't have live action video, of course. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And it's become one of my best anecdotes, so there's a win. And I've got a whole lot of information for you today about audio versus video podcasts and how to make that choice for your business. But first, an update, and before that, the intro. I'm Megan Doherty, co-founder of One Stone Creative and podcastingforbusiness.com, and author of the upcoming book, Podcasting for Business. This is The Company Show, a podcast for when podcasting is just part of the job. So, as I mentioned, I am delighted to be able to report that Podcasting for Business, the book, is currently in editing and set for release later this year. I've got to say, it feels pretty good to have it written up and into editing. This is a project that's been a long time in the making, and I feel really confident that in this book, we are looking at podcast value attribution in an entirely new way that's going to change the game for how you design, produce, and track the outcome of your company's podcast for your business. So the official launch date for the book is Tuesday, September 10th. Mark your calendars. And we have some very exciting things planned to celebrate and promote it. So we're going to have sample chapters, workshops, abundant bonus resources, like tons of resources, and privileged access to this year's Podcasting for Business conference. We've also got coming an entire behind-the-scenes documentary-style podcast that I've created with my book coach, Amy Collette of Unleash Your Inner Author. She's been helping me get this draft from my brain and our content archive into a format that, you know, resembles and is going to be a real book. So that's coming out next month. Stay tuned. You can find all of the details, get involved, get all the goodies and bonuses over at podcastingforbusiness.com/book. That's podcastingforbusiness.com/book. It would mean so much to me if you join me on this going from draft to real book journey. I really can't wait to share it with you. And I mean that literally. I can't. So I'm sharing part of one section with you today on this episode, all about making the choice between audio-first and video-first shows. Here it is. In the last few years, video podcasting has gotten more and more popular. In the State of Business Podcasting Report 2023, we found that 83% of the top 100 business podcasts had YouTube channels, and nearly all, 94% of them, put full episodes on those channels, 60% of which were live-action videos. The other types are still image with audio overlay, audiogram style with animated wave signs, or a mix of multiple formats. Further, 43% of the top 100 were what we call video-first shows, designed to be seen as much or more than just listened to. Looking at these numbers, and of course, seeing everything on social media, on Instagram, on YouTube, on LinkedIn, but how it's video, video, video podcast, it can be really tempting to think that you need to be creating a video podcast if you want to get any traction at all. And that might want to make you run screaming for the hills. But don't worry, video and podcasting is still optional. Anecdotally, we're seeing the stats play out a little differently. Most of the shows that we produce for business owners that are fulfilling different business functions aren't seeing huge traction on YouTube at all. The vast majority of plays happen on the traditional podcast platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. There are absolutely more podcasts that are created using video these days, but from what I've been able to determine from our work that we do and the people that we work with, the data around video and podcasting is somewhat skewed by a handful of truly massive video podcasts that are just whales with tons, millions and millions of views in each industry on YouTube, which kind of adjusts the data a little bit. And there's also big differentials on an industry basis depending on the age of your target market. The people who are using YouTube the most are heavy consumers, but they tend to be younger and they tend to be male. That may or may not be an accurate representation of your business's audience, and therefore your own mileage with a video podcast might vary just based on who you're serving versus who is using that platform. Now, this isn't to say that you shouldn't upload your podcast to YouTube unless you're looking for that younger male audience. You should anyway. You should make sure to have episodes of your podcast up there in some format, just as a hygiene practice. But it does raise the question of whether or not you should go to the considerable trouble and expense of having a live-action version of your episodes produced. There are good arguments on both sides. First, why you should make a video podcast. Number one is for better discoverability. YouTube is huge, and its search functionality is better than any audio-only podcast platform going. They have a discoverability engine and algorithm designed to show people content that will interest them, keep them on the platform, and having your content in a live action format makes it much more likely that your episodes will be put into that recommendation engine. Secondly, video converts and connects better than audio, assuming, of course, your production quality and performance are high. If they aren't, you're as likely to turn people away as pull them in. But I'll say this for video. Adding another sense, the visual, to your content makes it easier for people to connect with you. Audio creates a deep and intimate connection, but video can make that process faster. Video also has higher conversion potential than audio. When people listen to podcasts, they're usually doing something else, walking, cooking, driving, working out. It's not easy for them to click a link. They've got to remember to do it later, which they usually don't. A video that someone is watching means they can immediately take action on what you want them to do. So if your podcast goals are directly related to people consuming your content and taking action because of it, like for affiliate sales, product sales, and monthly recurring revenue, that strengthens the case for video. Now on the flip side, why shouldn't you make a video podcast? Well, first, there's recording complexity. Video is considerably more difficult to record than audio. When you record audio, you have to make sure you've got a good mic, you're using it correctly, and your environment isn't too noisy and echoey. To record video, you need to do all of that, plus make sure your lighting is right, your clothes, hair, and makeup present what you want them to. There's tons of other variables to consider. And the same is going to go for your guests, some of whom may not be comfortable on video. There can be a lot more friction getting someone to agree to a video podcast than just having their audio recorded and shared. It also takes more time and money. Video takes longer to produce and costs more to produce than audio does. Like recording video content, editing video content requires different skills and processes and tools than audio only. While it can give you a lot of flexibility in terms of adding elements to your show, like transitions and jump cuts and slides and overlays, this is all highly skilled work that takes time to get out the door. The cost can be double, triple, or more than that of an audio-only show. And that could be worth it for your business. It might be important to you to create the most highly polished, impressive content for your show possible. The benefits of search and discoverability or an existing video audience might make that extra complexity and expense negligible. It all comes down to what your business goals and the current resources you have to work with are. So how do you make the choice? Well, high level, you need to answer one question. Are the benefits of video podcasting, better discoverability and more conversion and connection, worth the problems, that it's more difficult and expensive? And that's going to depend on your business and your goals. All things being equal, I recommend new podcasters start with an audio-only or an audio-first show. Getting good at making good audio can take time. It can be challenging. And adding all of the extra elements of video right at the outset is a lot, and often more than a business really needs to meet their goals and serve the function within the business that the podcast is meant to. On the other hand, if you're an experienced podcaster and you want to add more polish and reach to your show, then start experimenting with video. You might want to start with a video season or series before committing to video forever, just to make sure you like it and can manage all of the elements of the process and are creating content in a way that your listeners, clients, customers, and community really like and appreciate. Now, we've got more to say on this topic, but sorry, you're going to have to wait for the book on that one. It's going to include action steps and decision-making criteria for each of the different business podcast blueprints, which are the different goals and reasons you have for podcasting, and details for what to consider if you're starting a new show or refining and updating an existing one. If you are interested in leveraging a podcast more effectively in your business, head over to podcastingforbusiness.com/book and join the waitlist for the book and all of the launch bonuses. Next week, I have got a fascinating conversation with Dr. Brigida Bukowski, the creator of Bridge of Brands, who's a company and personal brand identity strategist with over 23 years of experience. Here's a quick preview of her talking about the intersection of personal and business brands.
So there is this difference between business and personal brand, and the difference is two different entities, basically, but they come together. So they are interconnected, where the essence of one of these brands deeply influences the other. And building a personal brand identity takes precedence for an entrepreneur because it serves the foundation and shapes the identity of the business brand. So the personal brand acts as a guiding force. It's influencing every decision and communication that is associated with the business brand.
I learned so much from the conversation, and I'm sure that you will too. So make sure that you're subscribed on your favorite podcast player to not miss a thing. Thank you so much for joining me today on The Company Show. As always, I've been your host, Megan Doherty, and the show is produced by the whole team at One Stone Creative. If you enjoy this episode and you want to support the show, the best way to do it is to share it with a business owner that you think should have a podcast. Until next time.